This, I don't often write political poems, and I didn't know I was writing one when I wrote this one. It's called Living in Someone Else's House, and it's about doing that for many years, of not having a house of my own, traveling around, very much connected to the rootlessness that I told you about before. But in the course of writing the poem, I started to understand that any time we're living in someone else's house in the broadest sense, it's a political statement of a kind, that anytime you're uncomfortable in someone else's house in a country, it's the same thing. So the metaphor, I started to understand the metaphor in at least a couple of ways. Living in someone else's house. The house we never built for ourselves begins to surround us, its foundation smelling like old breath, like what lies around too long in the pit of the stomach. We are unable to sleep in these houses made by someone else, these furnished rooms we come to, these outposts in the valleys of our expectations. Where we would have windows, there are portraits of landscapes, or portraits of windows opening out onto landscapes, and the doors open too easily into the sunshine, which is just a billboard in the neighborhoods of the poor. In these houses, the ceilings are so perfect, there's not a single invitation to an angel. Our hopes smack into them, and we are afraid to move. We find ourselves stuck to the floor, dynamite in our hands, and our hands waiting for the orders we wish we could give them.